Dreamscape presents Always Mine by Kennedy Fox, narrated by Maxine Mitchell and Aidan Snow. All my friends are falling in love. All my friends are locking it up, but I can't seem to settle down, 'cause I'm waiting on you to come around, while all my friends are falling in love. All my friends, A.J. Mitchell. Prologue. Maddie. Is there a reason you climbed out of your bedroom window? Tessa asks when I jump into her Jeep. I'm still panting, trying to catch my breath after running barefoot across the yard at a full sprint. My heart beats faster, and my adrenaline spikes at the thought of my parents catching me. Preacher's daughter, remember? After I buckle and place my shoulder strap purse in my lap, I slip on my heels. Think they'd ever let me go to a party at 10 o'clock at night? Nevertheless, a college party. Smirking, she shifts into drive. I knew I liked you, Corrigan. Tessa and I met a few months ago through mutual friends. She's a freshman at Westminster College and invited me to one of the fraternity's back-to-school parties. But knowing my super strict folks would never allow it, I snuck out. They're already asleep. And sneaking back in will be a challenge all on its own, but future Maddie can figure it out later. It's not the first time I've taken risks, and I know it won't be the last. I'd use the I'm sleeping over at a friend's house excuse, except they don't allow sleepovers unless it's a special occasion such as a birthday party with plenty of supervision. If it were an option, they'd install a chastity belt on me. That hasn't stopped me from pushing the limits, though. Unlike my two older sisters who moved out and live in California, I rebel against my parents' ridiculous rules as much as possible. Some people call me defiant, but I'll be 18 in less than 6 months. Then, shortly after that, I'll graduate high school and get the hell out of Park City, Utah. If everything works out the way I want, I'll be in California with my sisters again. I miss them like crazy, and I feel as if I'm losing my mind without them around. Sophie's majoring in music and plays the violin, and Lennon's studying to be a music teacher. My parents taught all three of us how to read sheet music at a young age. Singing and dancing have been in our blood for as long as I can remember. Being home isn't the same without them, and has been an adjustment for the entire household. My parents have really tightened their chain on me since Lennon moved out 3 years ago and are trying to control me more than usual now that I'm last to leave. Thanks to my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?